This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on patient name Toria, T-O-R-I-A, last name Hun, H-U-N-N. Her date of birth is February 6, 1981. Patient seen for Nisha Abraham, A-B-R-A-H-A-M. She is a family nurse practitioner, FNP-C. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 42-year-old female smoked half pack a day for 20 years. Recently she quit alcohol moderately in the past. She does not do it anymore. She is allergic to heparin. New paragraph symptoms. She is here for recently diagnosed deep vein thrombosis and continuing management of anticoagulation therapy. History of present illness. Patient was healthy before she moved to Iowa. She used to live in Iowa before, moved to Tennessee, and in February, March, she moved back to Iowa. And right after her move, she fell ill. She had to go to emergency room because severe pain in the right leg. Actually, the pain was going on for several weeks prior to that. Nevertheless, she went to emergency room. She was taken in stretcher because of significant pain in the right leg. And patient says that after that, she does not remember anything until after a week when she found herself in a hospital bed, and she was told that she had a mild heart attack. She also had a stroke involving her occipital area. She had blood clots in the leg, and her leg requires amputation because it had gangrene set in. The patient subsequently had to stay in the hospital for more than 2 months. Occipital lobe stroke gradually improved, but she still has issues with the peripheral vision. While in the hospital, patient initially was given heparin for deep vein thrombosis, and she had bad reaction, and that's what she thinks was the reason of her unconsciousness for almost a week or so. In any case, patient was hospitalized for 2 to 3 months, and she ended up with amputation, below knee amputation of right leg. Subsequently, she moved back to Denton, where she has her family and relatives. She is on several medications, including Coumadin, and that is the reason she's here for further advice. Past medical history, she used to be healthy. Yeah. Physical exam. She's 5 feet seven. She's in wheelchair, blood pressure 119 over 81. She's normocephalic. Eyes, ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel was active, extremities no edema, except for amputation on the right leg, below knee amputation. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of deep vein thrombosis of right lower extremity, history of antiphospholipid syndrome, diagnosis 3, history of thyroid goiter and hyperthyroidism, diagnosis 4. recent DVT and possible pulmonary embolism, now an anticoagulation, diagnosis 5. Chronic pain. She's on several medications, which include aspirin 81 mg, atorvastatin 40 mg, ferrous sulfate 325, methimazole, METHIYL, MAZOLE 5 mg tablet once, two tablets twice daily, metoprolol 20 mg, 25 mg daily, oxycodone 5 mg daily, pentaprazole 40 mg daily, and warfarin 3 mg, 3 tablets. New paragraph. Diagnosis, deep vein thrombosis now, and possible PE, now on anticoagulation therapy. Recommendations. We should go ahead and continue at current dose, and we'll do PT INR in a week. Incidentally, her CBC 3 months ago showed hemoglobin of 10.8 and creat was 33.6. Her latest PT INR is 2.6 in May. Her CMP did show slightly elevated BUN of, BUN creatinine ratio was slightly elevated. Creatinine was low at 0.56. Thank you. Thank you again for this consultation. This is a consultation on Toria Hun, H-U-A-N. Copy of this may be sent to Health Services of North Texas, Inc. Thank you.